This morning's readings are from the book of Jeremiah and the Gospel of Luke. The book of Jeremiah's reading is on page 1201 in chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. If you'd like to follow along in your pew Bible. Before we hear the word read and proclaimed, let us go to God in prayer together. O God, whose word is like water to the root of the tree, let your word now flow into us, that we might flourish, bearing gospel fruit for a hungry world. In the name of Jesus, the living word, we pray. Amen. From the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10, found on page 1201. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the earth, in a salt land where no one lives. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve. And our gospel lesson. In the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 6, starting in verse 17, found on page 1600 in your pew Bible. When he went down with them and stood at a level place, a large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem and from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, who had come near to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by evil spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him in healing them all. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for your kingdom is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their fathers treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are all well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the false prophets." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God indeed. Both the reading from Jeremiah and the one from Luke are a study in contrasts, right? So if you like neat categories or clear distinctions in black and white, well, this Sunday is for you, all right? If, on the other hand, you prefer a nice shade of gray, room for an interpretive wiggle room, if you will, well, this week might present a challenge. And I have to confess, I'm more the latter category than the former. I love the ability to say, well, you know, scholars disagree, but thoughtful people, well, they come together with different conclusions. But I'm afraid Jesus and Jeremiah, well, they don't let us waffle. Jeremiah breaks it down this way. Cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. And alternately, blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Even more so, Jeremiah repeats himself. So for emphasis, kind of like Jesus does in the King James Version of the Bible in the Gospel passages where it says, verily, verily, right? Just for emphasis. The cursed, those who trust in human beings. Blessed, those who trust in God. Pretty straightforward, right? Black and white. Any questions? Yeah, lots of questions. Jeremiah details the result of the stark choice. The cursed wither away like a shrub in the desert. The blessed bear fruit no matter the harshness of the climate or habitat. Further, God knows who chooses which path. Hiding the heart's choice is impossible. It's impossible when God is doing the searching. If Jeremiah's depiction of choosing faithfulness over faithlessness is not enough, Luke gives us Jesus' Sermon on the Plain that includes not just the Beatitudes, but the woes too. Blessed are the poor and hungry and weeping. Blessed are the hated, despicable, and defamed on account of the Son of Man. Woe to those who are rich and full and laughing. Woe to those whom others speak well. Is there a third way here? I don't want to be poor and hungry and despised or hated. But being blessed by God would be great. Nor do I want woe to come my way, but laughter and praise. Well, I feel pretty good, to be honest. Clearly, I'm looking for nuance. Clearly, I'm looking for gray area, right? The ability to add my own. More comfortable interpretation of the text. But what if I set that temptation aside? And as those medieval redactors, the clerics who rewrote, did, start with a literal translation, an interpretation of the text, the simple reading, the most straightforward understanding. And what would that be? Put your trust in God. Question your certainty about yourself, your abilities, power, wisdom, strength. Practice a good dose of humility. God provides, sustains, and gives the growth. God does that. Do not equate earthly success with divine approval. Let me say that again. Do not equate earthly success with divine approval. That means setting aside the prosperity gospel. That means we can't assume that those who are suffering are A, being punished by God, B, deserve their plight, C, are in such dire straits because something they have done. That interpretation would be counter to the Word of God. In fact, be very wary of becoming full and happy and admired. Be careful of succumbing to the game of seeking affirmation and adulation. False prophets are favorites because they tell others what they want to hear. What they want to hear. Trust in God. Practice humility. Seek to be faithful. Forget about being successful. Divine blessing is not tied to earthly accolades. God knows your heart. Regardless of what others think of you, keeping in mind that the heart is devious above all else. It is perverse, and only God can understand it. Even if we try to follow the above admonishments, the simple reading of these texts, we're going to fail. I'm going to fail. We will give in to the need for human praise. We will find ourselves trusting in our own intuition rather than heeding God's commands. We will want to be rich and admired. We will justify our actions at the expense of being honest about our own motives. We might assume others' dislike of us proves our faithfulness, when in fact it reflects our own self-righteousness. Hence the need to return daily to the words of Jeremiah and of Jesus, and to do so prayerfully, corporately, honestly. I do not like to hear the words, woe to those, or the part where it says, cursed are those who, these sections in these passages. I'd like to think that they apply to others, right? I know what they need to hear. You hear that often. I can always look around and think, well, I'm not as rich as those people. Or I'm not as greedy or as corrupt or as driven by outward appearance. Or, you can fill in the blank. But in so doing, I forget the straightforward message of the Lord. Trust in God. Practice humility. With a good dose of confession and repentance as a result. Don't seek earthly accolades. Give thanks for divine blessing. Remember, God tests the mind and searches the heart. All other opinions don't matter. This week's passages offer a simple either-or, but in practice, we know there is a lot of in-between on any given day. I trust God, more or less. More when I can pay the bills. Less when I worry that the lights might not get turned on next week. I feel blessed in my weakness when I understand and recognize how God is using it to bless others and deepen my relationship with Jesus. Or help me jettison those things that have become a stumbling block to being the person I want to be. I question God's providence, though, when I feel mired in despair without a sense of that my mourning will somehow be transformed into good. Blessed or cursed. Blessings or woes. I often find myself unsure on which side I belong, but here's the good news, friends. Here's the good news. Yes. You know, God knows my heart. God knows my heart. And He uses me anyway. He uses me anyway. And offers forgiveness and invites me over and over and over again to trust and practice humility and seek to be faithful and to remember that God alone is the judge. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen and amen.